The story of the summer politicking on same-sex marriage in Canada begins on June 17th, when Prime Minister Jean Chrétien announced that his government would throw in the towel in its efforts to defeat same-sex marriage in the courts. Instead of appealing, they would let stand pro-marriage decisions in Ontario and British Columbia. Furthermore, he said his government would draft legislation opening marriage to same-sex couples across the country. Chrétien had a plan that would make the introduction of the legislation as palatable as possible to marriage opponents. He would send the legislation to the Supreme Court of Canada for a ruling on its constitutionality. Among other things, he'd ask the court to declare whether the bill adequately protected freedom of religion, in an attempt to pacify critics who feared that churches would be forced to marry same-sex couples. He would then introduce the bill in the House of Commons and allow members of Parliament to vote their conscience on it, an unusual move. Typically, Canadian MPs are disciplined to vote along party lines. But Chrétien's plan was dealt a blow when the Supreme Court announced its timeline back in August.
It's pretty clear to me that the federal government was banking on the Supreme Court of Canada cooperating with them and having the reference heard quickly, like September, so that the reference could be heard, decided, the bill introduced and passed through Parliament, all while the current Prime Minister was still in office.
Douglas Elliott was the attorney for the Metropolitan Community Church in Ontario's marriage case.
Well, it's very clear that the Supreme Court of Canada just gave the finger to the Prime Minister in the most public way over this whole process. Not just the timing of putting it over till next April when it's going to be probably either in an election or on the cusp of a federal election, but definitely after we have a new Prime Minister and perhaps a new Attorney General of Canada. But even on very small points, like all of the procedural points that the government was requesting, the Supreme Court of Canada turned them down on everything.
The date of the Supreme Court hearing is April 16, 2004, and the decision from the court may not happen until just before Parliament adjourns for the summer that year. That means the bill may not reach the House of Commons until next September. Meanwhile, opponents of same-sex marriage have mobilized. A coalition of anti-gay groups declared September 1st through 7th Sanctity of Marriage Week and held prayer vigils at the offices of members of Parliament, some of which drew hundreds of protesters, others where protesters were outnumbered by media. In August, the group drew several thousand demonstrators to a protest on Parliament Hill. Members of Parliament have reported that their offices are swamped with letters and petitions against same-sex marriage, far outweighing any expressions in support. And one Catholic leader even suggested that Prime Minister Jean Chrétien would literally go to hell over the bill. Amid the controversy, the man expected to become the next Prime Minister, Paul Martin, has come across less than enthusiastic about same-sex marriage, and supporters worry that if the issue doesn't go to the House until after he is leader, its priority level may drop significantly. Increasingly, members of all the parties of the House of Commons are calling on the federal government to vote on same-sex marriage in the fall without waiting for the Supreme Court's blessing. One of those making the call is New Democratic Party leader Jack Layton, who says that even though the bill stands a chance of being defeated in the House because of all of the opposition, there is really little to lose by going to a vote now.
If we do lose at Parliament, we will still end up at the Supreme Court. So one way or another, we're ending up at the Supreme Court. Why not find out what the elected representatives stand for? Is it equality or is it not? And if it's not, let's throw out the ones that voted wrongly.
Douglas Elliott agrees.
I think that the reference has turned out to be a poison chalice for the government. I think they thought it would allow them to be seen to be having Parliament decide the decision while getting the seal of approval of the Supreme Court of Canada. And it's just because of the Supreme Court of Canada interfering with their timetable, the whole thing has just blown up in their face. I think that this ongoing, the vitriol that's coming from the religious right is extremely distressing to many people in the lesbian and gay community, and I think it's socially poisonous to have this kind of thing going on for a very long time. Especially when the end result really, in the long run or the short run, however you slice it, is inevitable. We are going to have same-sex marriage. So the sooner these people learn to live with it, the better.
The Liberal government continues to say that they will not hold a vote on the bill until after the Supreme Court has ruled on the bill next year. But their actions suggest that they may be thinking of changing course. On September 3rd, government sources told 365gay.com that they would be embarking on a major campaign to sell same-sex marriage, and it would be the biggest blitz since the last federal election. Then, on September 8th, Justice Minister Martha Cochon embarked on a hastily organized week-long tour of Canada to promote his bill to the Canadian public.
I think that we're heading in the right direction. And those that are saying actually that we will destroy the institution, that will affect heterosexual marriage, my answer is no. Their right won't have an impact on my right. The fact that they have access to marriage will make sure that we're going to have a more open and generous institution. And if you have a more open and generous institution, your institution is by far stronger.
Speaking at the University of British Columbia on September 11th, Cochon passionately defended his bill against critics who have been saying that same-sex marriage could lead to polygamy or even legalized incestuous marriages. Cochon now heads back to Parliament, where the House is scheduled to vote on a motion by the Anti-Gay Canadian Alliance Party to affirm marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Meanwhile, Canada's national queer rights lobby group, AGAL, has spearheaded the launch of a new group, Canadians for Same-Sex Marriage, a coalition of groups from all walks of life uniting to lobby in favor of the marriage legislation. Already, the Canadian Federation of Students has issued a press release in support, and the group promises much more profile in the coming weeks. For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.